last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, welcome to Arabic English Radio. You're listening to The Last Savior, in which we discuss all the essential key points regarding the concept of Mahdawiyya and the last savior of humankind, Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah. And for today's episode, we're privileged to have the Islamic researcher, Dr. Karimi, with us. Assalamu alaikum, doctor, and glad to have you here.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Of course, the pleasure is all ours. Well, dear listeners, back in the previous session, we talked about the political aspect of the governance of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Today, still, we're working on the justice part of his political governance. We talked that there would be mercy, there would be justice, but justice has got different dimensions. We talked about political justice, and still, there's more to justice to hear from Dr. Karimi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As I said in the previous program, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when it comes to economic issues, he will act upon justice too. And his way of governance will affect the people, and people also will act upon justice among themselves. So they will share whatever they have with each other. And that is why one of the very interesting points regarding the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is that we will not find a poor person anymore. And when it comes to rich people, we said that according to that prophetic narration, they feel that richness deep in their hearts, which means that they are not greedy anymore. Now, in one narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying that when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, hakama bil adl, he will act upon justice. Then he explains regarding some of the features of his justice, and he comes to this part where he says, فَلَا يَجِدُ الرَّجُلُ مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ مَوْضَعًا لِصَدَقَتِهِ وَلَا لِبِرِّهِ لِشُمُولِ الْغَنَى جَمِيعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This notion is mentioned in other narrations as well. Because of the justice of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, people will not find any poor person for their charity anymore. So before that, let me also refer to another point that the other narrations tell us that at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, Imam will have access to so many properties. First of all, the earth would be, we have enough rain. So we have enough agriculture. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will have access to some of the hidden treasuries
of
the
natural world. Blessings and also the treasuries.
So the properties are enough for all the people to be rich. But it needs, first of all, the government to act upon justice, and second of all, for people to share whatever they have.
Yeah.
So these two factors help each other not to have any poor person anymore. Mm-hmm. At that time, فَلَا يَجِدُ الرَّجُلُ مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَئِذًا مَوْضَعًا لِصَدَقَتِهِ. You may be interested in giving charity, but you are not able to find anyone.
You're not going to find anyone to share that with him or her.
Because all the people are rich and they are not greedy. That's the point.
That would be utopia.
Yeah, that's what we are aspiring for.
Yeah.
So I do not mean that all the people are rich at the same level. No, it's not practical.
You said it. You said that the richness is going to be in their heart.
Yeah, because of the fact that you are rich in your heart too, I mean, you do not find any poor person asking for money anymore.
And when rich people are not greedy, they would share whatever they have.
So
there would be no longer of those poor people.
And the Imam explained himself, لَشُمُولِ الْغَنَى جَمِيعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because at that time, that richness that we need for having a kind of welfare in our life, this is going to be including all the people. In chapter Hadith, verse 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, أَعْضُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive the earth after its death. Now, the apparent understanding of the verse is that one of them is that without rain, the earth would be dead. And through rain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive the earth.
Now, we have both spiritual and natural death.
That's the point. Now, for the spiritual one, we have some narrations which talk about the fact that this verse is referring to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive the earth. فَيُحْيِحَ اللَّهُ بِالْقَائِمِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive the earth with through Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who يَعْدَلُ فِيهَا فَتَحْيَ الْأَرْضِ He will act upon justice in the earth, and because of that, as a result of that, the earth would be revived. And Imam Al-Qadim alayhi salam also has a commentary under the same verse. He says that وَلَكِنْ يَبْعَثُ اللَّهَ رِجَالًا This verse is referring to the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send some people, referring to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his companions. فَيُحْيُونَ الْعَادِلِ فَتُحْيَ الْأَرْضُ لِإِحْيَاءِ الْعَادِلِ They will revive justice, and because of the revival of justice, the earth would be revived too.
Yeah.
This is a kind of, as you rightly mentioned, a spiritual understanding of the verse. This is in Al-Kafi, volume 7, page 174, and the commentary on Nur al-Thaqalayn, volume 4, page 173. And the next narration is quoted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says, when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, one of the features, one of the interesting points at that time is that لا يدخلن عليهم عدلو جوف بيوتهم كما يدخل الحر والقر. There is a kind of simile in this narration. Imam says that the same way that the heat and the cold enters the houses of the people, the justice of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will enter the houses of the people at that time.
Would prevail everywhere.
Exactly. And people will feel that justice as they feel cold and heat. This is in Al-Ghaiba by Nu'mani, page 297.
Now, just a question before you go further. We already talked about religion. We said that when the Imam is going to publish his government, religion is going to be committed in all its aspects. And also, as far as justice is concerned, everywhere is going to be prevailed by justice, and there would be no more of injustice. The question is here, still, you have a lot more to say on justice, but here comes a question. Is it possible to have such a model in our time before the appearance of Imam Mahdi Ajalallah Farajah? Is it possible to have a model, a sort of model that is going to look like his government?
In a very short scale, it might be possible. But, I mean, the ideal one, of course, is not possible because of, I mean, first of all, we have verses and narrations in this regard. And second of all, I mean, the experience is telling us that it's not, I mean, without a president imam who is going to rule over the world, without the presence of an infallible imam, I mean,
achieving and accomplishing that is impossible.
It's impossible. I mean, nowadays, even in one country, it's not possible. In one city, it's not possible. When you have one poor person in one neighborhood, it means that you are not able to practice justice within two or three streets only.
Yeah.
So when we have such a situation, the only thing that we can seek for is to, I mean, establish justice as far as we can in our city, in our neighborhood, in our country, if it is possible, of course. But first of all, as I mentioned, in verses of the Quran and the narrations tell us that this is only going to be happening after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And second of all, as I mentioned, the experience is telling us that it is not possible as long as at least we have such superpowers seeking for more money, for properties.
Yeah, and still greed exists among people.
So we need that infallible imam to come and first of all to defeat those superpowers, to reveal the true understanding of the religion, to reveal for the people what they do not know about the religion and about science, because we believe that real technology will be revealed by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam too.
Yeah.
So when the narrations talk about the fact that like 20 something of knowledge is not known until the reappearance of Imam Mahdi.
It has not been unfolded yet.
It seems like it's not only about religious knowledge.
Yeah.
It includes all aspects of knowledge. So we need that knowledge. We need that infallible ruler to come, and only through him such
inclusive justice. So according to the narrations that you already are talking about them with us, we're going to have one leader who's going to act upon justice and who is going to unfold all the secrets for human beings, and then everything seems to be flourishing.
Exactly.
So that's the gist, and we have all the details in the narrations.
Exactly.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
So if I have time, I may share more narration in this regard.
Yes, for sure.
The Holy Prophet, still we are talking about some of the narrations about the justice of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. One of the points regarding him is that, as I mentioned, it's very, because some people ask, how is it possible for all the people to come and believe in the religion of Islam? At the end of the day, you have free will. So we may think of some people not to believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But the point is that when we read these narrations and imagine you have a world without any poor person, without any trace of injustice, is it possible for you not to love that the leader of that world?
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be
impossible. Yeah.
And all the other features of the governance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which we have in the narrations, and I will share some of them in the following sessions. So it's very unlikely for the people, unless they are stubborn. I mean, they know the truth and they do not want to follow.
Yeah, they stand against it firmly.
Exactly.
Unconsciously.
So for the people who are really seeking for the truth, it seems that all of them will come to this conclusion that they should follow Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And that is why such governance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam would be loved by all the people. In one narration, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, يَمْلَوْ الْأَرْضَ عَدْلًا كَمَا مُلْأَ الْجَوْرَ Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will fill the earth with justice after it was filled with injustice. يَرْضَى فِي خِلَافَتِهِ أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ وَأَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ وَالطَّيْرُ فِي الْجَوْرِ Regarding his government and governance, the following would be happy. The inhabitants of the earth, the inhabitants of the heavens, maybe referring to the angels, and even the birds in the sky.
In the sky.
It can be a metaphor, but it seems that it's something beyond a metaphor. It's referring to a kind of reality. Because we can imagine that at that time, people are not going to, have a kind of oppression regarding the environment too, regarding the animals, regarding the birds. So at that time, even the birds and animals are
free
from the oppression coming from the people.
There'd be no more of hunting, more of killing.
That's the point. So it seemed that when the narration says that even the birds would be happy because of the governance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, it's referring to a kind of reality.
That means both. Time. All the living beings, including human beings and animals, are going to be
and
having
Ahlul
a Ard prosperous
may
life.
Refer to both the human beings and all the other creatures on the earth.
Yeah. So this was all that we got for today's session. Still, the story goes on. So stay tuned and stay with us for more of information regarding the governance of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Thank you, dear listeners. Until another session, I bid you farewell.